Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. These are the words of Jesus. Won't you first set down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone will see it and ridicule you, saying, "This person began to build and wasn't able to finish." Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one who is coming against him with 20,000? If he's not able, he'll send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. That's Luke chapter 10, verses 28 through 33. Following Jesus is not a go along to get along, sometimes in, sometimes out, no sacrifice venture. Jesus does not soft pedal the invitation to follow him. He doesn't give the option to follow him only when it's to our benefit. Today's passage is a straight up call to dive in and go deep. Jesus said that it is foolishness to start a building project without having the money to complete it. The unfinished project is fair game for ridicule. A military leader researches, plans, and strategizes long before committing troops to battle. In the same way, believers need to know what's expected of them. They need to be willing to give up everything to follow Jesus. Today, the world desperately needs to see what an all-in, fully committed believer looks like. No one is impressed or interested in a fence-straddling, cultural Christian with one foot in the world and the other foot in, quote-unquote, Christian things. When a believer speaks, lives, and acts no different than a non-believer, then what's the attraction to becoming a Christian? Lord Jesus, help me to step up to a new level of following you. Help me live a life that demands an explanation. Give me the courage to show that my existence is all about you. In your name I pray. Amen.